And it turns out that the phones have been oh so very slow.
Uh-oh.
To the point that we are, I believe, 0% of our way to the goal.
Wake up, Seattle Fay.
428-1393 is the number. And as we say, if you like the show, donate. If you don't like it, then don't listen to it. But if you do like it, make a donation to KSFR. Make it right now. 428-1393. Yeah. Let us speak of the arts.
Let us speak of such things as the arts. Let's speak of sports first, okay?
Okay, sports, then cats, then
the arts. Okay, sports, then cats, then the arts. Okay, today is basically the first day of the playoff season for Santa Fe Fuego. Can you believe it? They made it, baby. And tonight at 6 o'clock, they are playing the Trinidad Triggers at Fort Marcy Ballpark at 6 o'clock.
That's a beautiful voice. You should use that all the time.
No, I don't think so. I think you know, like we'd go into the negative donations if I use that voice all the time. It's going to be an awesome game. I think the weather is going to hold up. It's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous early evening for baseball. Go out and support your team. I'm wearing my Fuego hat today.
You know, he is.
And my Isotope shirt. I don't know why, but go out and enjoy some baseball.
Awesome.
And now for some feline love.
Some feline love. And before every announcement, I'm going to give the number to make a donation to KSFR, 428-1393. This week's featured cat of the week is Calliope. He was rescued here in Santa Fe. He's a sweet, playful cat, gets along with dogs and other cats. He's a handsome boy with a medium-length coat and gray tabby markings. He's about 2 years old, a little more than 2 years old. If you're interested in adopting Calliope, please call Felines and Friends, 316-2281. In the 505 area code, you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can look at the cats available on their website, fandfnm.org.
Sweet. So, you know, by just like a cursory glance at our lovely local periodicals, it seems that there are about 30 art openings this evening in Santa Fe. So if you can't find one that you like, I apologize.
Then maybe you don't like art.
Then maybe you don't like art. Maybe you're an art hater.
No.
Anyway.
Nobody is. Nobody is. Deep down, everybody loves something.
Absolutely.
Aesthetic. It's just everyone's got different aesthetics.
That's a good way of putting it. Very fair. Very fair. But here's a couple of things that I would say would be like my personal go-tos.
All right.
For this evening, anyway. We've got Axel Contemporary. It's our lovely mobile gallery, axelart.com. 5 Santa Fe collage artists, and there's John Voorhees, a bunch of other people. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. It's going to be sort of parked outside the Santa Fe Farmers Market shade structure at 1607 Paseo de Peralta in the rail yard. And you can go to axelart.com to find the locations of this exhibit through August 17th. But tonight is like the opening reception. It's kind of cool because there's a lot of people in town, obviously. There's a lot of things going on. We've got Spanish Market this weekend.
Yes.
I mean, Spanish Market.
Tell us more.
What is there to say except the fact that this thing has been going on for decades? Contemporary Hispanic Market and Spanish Market are happening on the same weekend. Let me make that very clear. And they are not related to one another, but they are both...
But they're not entirely unrelated either.
Right. I would say officially, organizationally, they are separate. But artistically, creatively,
right,
and in scope, they are equal.
Yes.
You can find a lot of the contemporary Hispanic artists over there on, like, you know, up at Lincoln Avenue and stuff around Federal Park and yada yada. And then Spanish Market downtown. It's Saturday and Sunday, of course, are the big days to go down there and see tons of Spanish Market artists and their work. I believe that there's some kind of sort of opening festival this evening, but it's a paid gig, I think, at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. If you go to the Spanish Colonial Arts website, it's kind of a blog, but if you go there, you can find out, like, all the times and everything. But downtown is going to be packed, so, you know, plan for it.
428, yes, no, carpool.
Carpool.
Walk.
Park. Take public transportation.
Park a little bit further away, and then have a nice walk in our beautiful city.
Exactly.
428-1393 is the number. We are going for a $2,000 goal this hour. You know, we can make it, but what we would have to do to make it is everybody who's listening right now, call in and make a $10 a month contribution.
Yeah.
And we will be there.
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. I always think of it like a satellite dish or like a cable bill. Like,
right.
You just, it's automatically drawn out of your account. You don't really think about it. And really, they're, you know, it's a cable company. They're raking you over the coals for like $90 a month.
Right.
This, 10, 20, 30 bucks a month, you know exactly what's coming on at exactly what time every single week, every single day.
You've got the podcast.
Yeah.
I have a podcast of this show. There's people who listen to it. I got a nice note from somebody who was, I believe, in Knoxville. I think that's where it was, who said, I listen to your show all the time on podcasts and I'm making a contribution.
That's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing. I know. It's like I contribute to radio stations in Colorado and California and, of course, New Mexico.
Right.
Because, well, I love radio. But also because it's community radio. It means you don't have to listen to those really bad political advertisements.
That's right.
And those are about to get really bad.
They're about to get really bad, ladies and gentlemen. Let us not talk of such things.
Yes.
Let us rather talk of what's going on at Collected Works Bookstore. 428-1393. The number just comes out of my mouth. I can't help myself. Tomorrow at Collected Works Bookstore, actually, they'll be at the Farmers Market tomorrow presenting Timothy McKimmy, author of Farms and Food. And they'll be there from 9 to 12 in the big building there. And there'll be a number of great books on farms, food, vegetables, and how to prepare your purchases that you're getting at the farmers market. Then the next day, Sunday, Collected Works is doing an open mic at 3 o'clock. Sign up at 2:45 for your 10-minute appearance. And this is open to non-published authors, poets, and musicians. On Tuesday, 29th, at Collected Works, Nathan Duell, and I talked to him yesterday on the Radio Cafe. He's written a book called Friday Was the Bomb. He's a former editor at Rolling Stone and the Village Voice, and it's about 5 years of living in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia and Istanbul. His wife was a foreign correspondent with NPR, and she was bureau chief in Baghdad, and he ends up being kind of a house husband taking care of their toddler while she's out in war zones, and it's kind of a memoir of all of that. So anyway, that's happening on Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. Then Thursday at 6 o'clock, Mike Butterfield will do a slideshow and discussion of his book, New Mexico's Highest Peaks, which is a visual presentation of the literally the highest peaks of New Mexico. So he's both a mountain climber and a photographer. And then a special look toward Friday, August 1st, Hampton Sides, the great author who lives here in Santa Fe, is launching his book Kingdom of Ice, The Grand and Terrible Polar Voyage of the USS Jeannette. And he's the author of Blood and Thunder, Ghost Soldiers, and Hellhound on His Trail. He's a just wonderful author and a great guy, and we're looking forward to his new book. So that's all at your local community Collected Works bookstore, Collected Works Bookstore, which is on the corner of Galisteo and Water here in Santa Fe.
Sweet. Sweet. This is awesome because this is happening right near my house and not in the traffic jam known as Spanish Market. It is Zia Regional Rodeo, which is, of course, it's the gay rodeo, man. And it's happening this weekend, July 25th through 27th. Pretty much Saturday and Sunday are the big days. Doors open at 9 a.m. at the Santa Fe Rodeo Grounds. I think it lasts till about 8 p.m. There will be chaps. That's all I'm going to say.
He was such a nice chap.
That's a sweet way of putting it. but no, that's going to be fun. And also, I believe on Sunday, what is today, the 25th? Right?
Today is indeed the 25th.
Okay, so 27th is Sunday. It's the Midsummer Concert presented by the Santa Fe Concert Band, and that's happening in Federal Park down there at the courthouse, downtown in that lovely park. Broadway show tunes, classical favorites, patriotic marches. It's free.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you can go see some free music. I mean, there's going to be tons of music on the plaza anyway, but this is going to be cool.
The As You Like It production of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society continues this weekend and next weekend. It's a wonderful production, and it's on a sliding scale. So it's at the Montisol Charter School Courtyard, and for practically nothing. You can take the whole family, or you can really support the Shakespeare Society. But check out As You Like It for more information, sfshakespeare.org.
It being Spanish Market and all, there are lots of sort of flamenco-related events happening in town.
Right.
The big one, as far as I know, is Entre Flamenco, which is happening at the Lodge at Santa Fe at 8 p.m. this evening. I believe there are encore performances throughout the weekend. And there's workshops and classes and if you pick up one of our lovely local periodicals, you can find out where to take a workshop or a class. But the Entre Flamenco at the Lodge is going to be a pretty big whoop-de-doo.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good stuff over there.
Francisco Yiyi Orozco is going to be there.
Yeah. No, they do a very, very good job. There's quite a bit of flamenco in this town.
Yeah. And salsa.
There's not as much salsa.
No?
No.
You seem sad.
It would be nice if there were.
You seem sad.
I would like to be able to go out on something other than a Friday night. But, you know, there are places. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, let us talk about Green River Pottery. Tale Helmstetter is a wonderful potter and is having an anniversary show and sale. Oh, that's August. I thought it was July. Never mind. We'll announce that in August when the time comes. I know it is.
No, it is.
It is July. Oh,
yeah,
that was a typo. Okay.
Yeah.
It's happening Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5, and that is on 1710 Lena Street across from Iconic Coffee.
And there's actually a reception there from 4 to 7 this evening.
Excellent. That's right.
So you can go and beat the crowds, man.
Yep.
This is pretty cool. I have some things that I wanted to mention.
Besides the fact that we are getting toward our goal, slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely by calling 428-1393.
Yay. Keep calling and supporting this show, please. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay. So Vince Kedlebeck of MeowWolf has got this great thing going on called Nightwave, which is basically an opportunity to show Santa Fe what nightlife in Santa Fe can be. And it sort of is kicking off next week, but there's a great... There are a couple of concerts that I'm really interested in, and one of them is at the Underground at Evangelos on Thursday, July 31st. It's Oscillation, Carrion Kind, and Torn Between Worlds. This is a metal event. You've got to love the metal, and it starts on Thursday at the Underground at Evangelos. It's basically the tagline is Hometown Havoc. So there's a lot of local metal bands that are playing. So that's going to be a fun one.
Is it light metal?
No,
it's heavy metal.
Okay. Also.
Yes.
Sorry. I wanted to mention that Nightwave basically gets started Thursday at 9, downtown Santa Fe. And I'm just gonna read off what Vince has written here because it's kind of nice. Three nights, seven venues, 40 artists, three food trucks. There's gonna be a late night shuttle all within two blocks of each other downtown. Stand up comedy, hip hop, electronica, salsa, folk, metal, karaoke, disco, techno, 80s, 90s. If you go to nightwavesf.com, you can find out more about this marvelous event.
Excellent. Now, there is an event tonight. Oh, you know what? We've got some thank yous for people who have contributed. Let's keep the phones ringing, 428-1393. And let's try to get to our $2,000 goal by the end of this hour,
yes.
Or at least by the end of the news.
Yes.
But let's hear from Nick.
Yes, we want to say thanks to Kathleen Ellsworth.
Thank you.
Maylong Baldwin.
Thanks.
She became a sustaining member.
Yay!
And thanks to Nan.
Thank you so much to all of you. 428-1393 is the number to make a contribution to KSFR and to keep us on the air and to keep Rob DeWalt. That is my goal. Keep Rob DeWalt coming back. Okay, there is a movie coming up hosted by New Energy Economy, which is the nonprofit that is promoting solar energy here in New Mexico. It's called Elemental, and it's a documentary that features three individuals from different continents united by their connection with nature and drive to confront some of the most pressing ecological issues of our time. When is it screening? It's at the Rail Yard tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It'll be a free film screening and dessert party, cake and lemonade for all.
Is that an outdoor screening, or is it at the farmer's market? Or
It just says at the rail yard.
At the rail yard.
I believe that if you show up in that general vicinity, you will find it.
Okay.
You can also go to newenergyeconomy.org and probably find out more information there.
Cool. What else?
And the phones are ringing. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
428-1393. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I know we always, like, the last couple of times that we've sat down and chatted was that we always miss the movies because we're just too busy chatting with each other and talking to people about what else is happening in town. But this is something that I really just think is fun. The movie Premature is playing on Friday night at the Jean Cocteau. And here is the description of the film. A high school senior has to relive losing his virginity over and over until he gets it right. That's a late show, folks.
That's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, basically, but with horny teenagers. So it starts at 11 p.m.
And it's called Immature?
It's called Premature.
Oh.
I mean...
You know. Just saying.
But we'll get, I'm sure, to more movies also.
Yes, we will get to more movies. But right now we want to let people know that the show that opened last week is having a reception tonight, Hacere Que Bola, which is the show, the Cuba show at El Museo Cultural. And Yanni Momson is the author from Santa Clara. There will be a screening of a film, a 13-minute film. Artistic director Dustin Saman, and he's a photographer. It's an installation, black and white footage from the 50s is running on part of the theater screen. Lots of good and interesting stuff happening over there. So El Museo Cultural and the opening tonight, the event tonight is from 7 to 10 in the evening.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm
going.
You're going?
I'm going.
Awesome.
I mean, if I'm awake.
If you're
awake. Sometimes I take naps on Fridays in the evening.
This is something I really wanted to do with the God Kids, but I wasn't sure. They might be a little too, you know, cool for it. Shrek the Musical is playing at the James A. Little Theater on the campus of the New Mexico School for the Deaf. It's a Pandemonium Productions, which means it's a student production. So all of the actors, actors, actresses, singers are between the ages of 7 and 17. And I believe there are a few performances. There's one tonight at 7. Okay.
Okay.
And I believe Saturday there is a performance at 7. And there might even be a Sunday performance. Yes. There is a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. So Shrek the Musical.
Shrek the Musical, ladies and gentlemen. Now, at the Thai Modern Gallery, Fujisuka Shosei has a show called Cosmos. It's the first solo exhibition in Santa Fe of an artist who unites his mastery of bamboo art with his lifelong passion for astronomy. I haven't seen this, but it just sounds so interesting that I thought I would have to read it to you. They're at 1601 Paseo de Peralta, in Santa Fe, and the opening reception is tonight from 5 to 7, and on Sunday from 2 to 3:30, there's a bamboo demonstration.
Cool.
Yep.
Gosh.
Can you top that?
I can't.
But can you top it by making a contribution to KSFR, 428-1393?
That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get home.
Yay. No, you're not.
Yeah, no,
I'll make my husband do it.
I'll make my father-in-law do it.
Excellent.
The New Mexico Jazz Festival is like sort of ongoing at the Lindsay.
It is ongoing. I'm not sure when it ends, but I actually drove all the way down to Albuquerque on Wednesday night to hear Omar Sosa, which was definitely cool.
Really?
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Terry Lyne Carrington's Mosaic Project is playing tonight at the Lenzic. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not, but go to ticketsantafe.org or call 988-1234 to find out.
Excellent.
And while you're at it, call 428-1393 and make a donation to KSFR 101.1 FM.
And there's a terrific organization, nonprofit organization called Self Help Incorporated, and they're doing a fundraiser at Bullseye Glass tomorrow from 12 to 2:30 in the afternoon. They're at 805 Early Street, and you can find out more, I guess, by Googling Bullseye Glass and also Self Help Inc. But they do wonderful work, and the glass demonstrations that they do over there, and that handmade glass, it's just so beautiful. So tomorrow from 12 to 2:30.
It's really a place, like, I go in there and I just don't want to leave.
Yeah.
It's that gorgeous.
Yep.
You don't realize how huge the spectrum is until you go in there and see some of the things that they create.
We've got a few more thank yous.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, we want to thank Zoe the canine.
Zoe the canine.
And woof. Little orphan Annie the feline.
Woof and dog and meow.
See if dogs and cats can...
If dogs and cats can save the station, count me in and peace will reign supreme on Earth.
Yes.
That said... somebody, let's see, Radical, R-A-D-I-C-L-E... are they a group? Are they a space? I'm not really sure, but they are doing something today from 5 to 8 called Activating Spaces of Waste and Neglect in the Landscape. It's a presentation by Christy Green. It's part of a six-month series focusing on consumption and waste, and proceeds will go to Camino de Paz School and Farm. And this is happening at... Radical, which is at 1703 Lena Street here in Santa Fe. And it's a place for collaboration and innovation and landscape design and things of beauty. So it looks like it could be a very interesting time. So that's from 5 to 8 today.
Sweet.
Time and space.
David Lindsay Albert's drama continues at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Good people.
Good people.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I want to go.
It's good.
I want to go.
It's a good play. It's a good production, and it's a really interesting play, and it's the kind of play where you leave talking and perhaps even arguing in a good way.
So is it like one of those things you take family to, or?
Define family.
Mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. You know, I mean, you never know. Sometimes things can be a little...
No, it's not something that you would take a five-year-old to.
No, I would assume not.
Yeah, not because there's anything off-color about it, but it deals with themes of race, class, ethics, the human condition, and people yell at each other a bit.
Well, here's a cheery thing happening on Wednesday at the School for Advanced Research Boardroom.
Yes.
It is a talk called What is a Horizon? Extinction and Time Amid Climate Change.
Oh.
That'll cheer you right up. No, this is actually a pretty important topic. And Adriana M. Petrina, if I mispronounced your name, Professor, I apologize, discusses how scientists are quantifying points of no return for ecosystems under threat. And that's from noon to one at the School for Advanced Research over there on Garcia Street. They do some lovely talks.
They
do
amazing stuff today.
Yeah.
Yet another thing happening at Opposite Books today at 5 o'clock. Richard Hadaway will be reading and signing a little, quote-unquote, a little something. Catherine Warren is... I'm not sure what's going on here. Now they're suddenly talking about Catherine Warren, MD, is a no-nonsense pediatrician who serves a small and suffering in a Texas barrio clinic. She thinks she's seen it all, but then it hits home. Her 10-year-old son is brought to the edge of death by a medical accident in a dentist office. Anyway, so that's... and then tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Catherine McKenzie will be reading and signing Lisa Bennett Visits Utopia. And Lisa Bennett is a woman in her early 30s, and she's an astronaut and has been doing space missions for NASA. And to find out more, go to Opposite Books tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Should we get some movies in?
Yes.
We should. The Yves Saint Laurent biopic is getting horrible reviews, but it's at the CCA, and I'm going to go see it because...
Most biopics are terrible.
You've said this a lot.
I
very
have said
publicly.
This, and I will say it again, and I said it once on Facebook, and Kirk Ellis said, even John Adams, and I was like, no, not John Adams, because John Adams actually is a good... But it's not a biopic.
But that was
it's a
miniseries.
They actually have time to do things.
Okay. What is the nomenclature? I say biopic, just because it seems to me that it rolls off the tongue better than biopic.
No, it's biopic.
Well, I know, but I like biopic.
Well, then say biopic.
Sounds epic.
You say biopic. I say myopic. And most biopics are myopic.
Read between the lines, Rob. It's biopic. Dummy.
What are we even talking about? Are we talking about the fact that the Barkin Attic is having a big sale today and tomorrow?
Wait, is that the place over there on St. Michael's Drive?
Yes.
I'm going.
Framed art on sale.
As soon as I get my shopping done at the pharmacy, I'm going to go there.
Excellent.
If they're open by now. I don't know if they're open by now. But I need some new junk in my house.
Well, I have some junk that I will give you for free.
I need a crock that carries all my spatulas and bamboo spoons. And
yeah.
It deteriorated after 20 years.
Yeah, well, crocks are good.
I know.
4281393 is the number for giving to KSFR. And I don't think we're even near our goal of $2,000 for the hour, but it's almost time to go. So we have until the end of the news
to make it to $2,500.
To make it to something. But well, let's do the best we can. And sustaining members are wonderful. Everybody who gives is wonderful. Anybody who gives even $10 because that's all they can afford, that's even more wonderful. People who give at the edge of what they can are the most generous of all. And we really, really appreciate it.
Indeed. Indeed. We love all of our listeners, even the kitties and the doggies.
Hey, one more thing. The Santa Fe North African Sephardic Festival Cinema premieres two films. First of all, they're doing... Gosh, is this hard to read? I can't even read this. Go to SantaFeJFF.org or call 216-0672. And all sorts of wonderful things are happening. And Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival, Santa Fe North African Sephardic Festival Cinema, and a concert and all kinds of good things. So definitely check it out.
Here, and this is a really cool film I want to mention real quick. It's called El Gusto. It's playing at the Center for Contemporary Arts, and it's basically a documentary about reuniting the street musicians of Algiers. Think of Buena Vista Social Club, the documentary, but with Algerian music. but it's a great film. It's not rated. It's in French with subtitles. It's at the Center for Contemporary Arts. This music is infectious. I don't understand why it's not more popular in this country, but whatever.
Hey, Monday, July 28th from 5 to 7:30 at the downtown Main Library Tatum Community Room, there's an event, Seeking Peace in Palestine and Israel. Carol and Bob Pearson from Las Vegas recently spent time in Israel and Palestine, meeting groups and individuals working to deal with the conflict with nonviolent methods, and they will tell stories of what they heard and what they saw. Very, very important thing to go to if you're interested in peace.
Yes. A caustic topic, but one worth discussing.
Very, very painful topic on every possible way. 4281393 is the number. We will be back after the news.